Life Incidents by James S. White, narrated by Timothy Turner. Chapter 6, Daniel Chapter 2. The scene opens with the kingdom of Babylon, or Chaldea, at the summit of its greatness and glory, B.C. 603. Nebuchadnezzar, the Chaldean monarch, as it is natural for men to do, had been anxiously looking into the future and pondering what should come to pass thereafter. Verse 29. Instead of rebuking or discouraging this spirit of inquiry in man, God takes occasion to grant to the king, and through him to the world, the information which he sought. Under the symbol of a great image he presents before him the most impressive history of the world, from that time on that can anywhere be found. This image's head was of fine gold, symbolizing the kingdom of Babylon then existing. In his interpretation, the prophet addressed himself to the king in the following words, "Thou art this head of gold," verse 38. The breast and arms of silver represented Media and Persia, which shortly supplanted Babylon in the empire of the world. The belly and sides of brass prefigured Grecia, which, conquering its predecessors, enjoyed its period of universal dominion. And finally, Rome, the legs of the image, bore its iron sway over all the earth. "In development of the 10 toes," said the prophet, "the kingdom shall be divided," verse 41. And so was Rome divided into 10 kingdoms between the years AD 356 and 483. What next? The monarch beheld till a stone cut out of the mountain, without hands, smote the image on its feet, ground its metallic parts to powder, became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. The inspired interpretation of this impressive scene is given thus: "In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." Verse 44. The prophetic history of Babylon, Media, and Persia, and Grecia has long since been completed, and that of Rome also has been fulfilled, excepting the dashing in pieces to give place to the immortal kingdom of God. And mark, the stone smote the image upon the feet, and it was in the days of the kings, or kingdoms, represented by the 10 toes of the image, that the God of heaven was to set up an eternal kingdom, purely his. This kingdom is not yet established. It is evident that it was not set up at the time of Christ's first advent, from the fact that Rome was not then divided into the 10 kingdoms, represented by the 10 toes of the image. Paul looked forward to this kingdom in his solemn charge to Timothy in view of the judgment at the appearing and kingdom of Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. "For this kingdom all Christians were to pray, 'Thy kingdom come.'" Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. James speaks of this kingdom as a matter of promise to the poor of this world, rich in faith. Chapter 2, verse 5. Adventists never believed, however, that all that is said in the New Testament relative to the kingdom of heaven relates to the future kingdom of glory. Especially in some of the parables of our Lord does the term refer to the work of grace with the people of God in this mortal state. But if we may be allowed to express the relation between believers and their Lord in this mortal state by the term kingdom of grace, and the future relation of immortal beings with the King of Kings by the kingdom of glory, the position that the kingdom was set up at the first advent is not relieved of any of its difficulties. For certainly the kingdom of grace was established immediately after the fall. Adam, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and Moses were as truly the subjects of the kingdom of grace as the apostles of Jesus. With this view of the subject, every text relative to the kingdom can be harmonized. It is true that both John and Jesus proclaimed the kingdom of heaven at hand. The immortal kingdom of glory was then at hand in the sense that it was the next universal kingdom to come. In the time of the Babylonian kingdom, the kingdom of Persia was at hand. The kingdom of Greece was at hand in the period occupied by Media and Persia. And in the days of that kingdom, Rome was at hand, for it was the next kingdom to succeed. In this sense was the kingdom of heaven at hand, in the days of the ministry of John and of Christ.